case of the day is United States against Zofeld.
Flynn. Judge Easterbrook, Judge Williams, Judge Tinder, may it please the court. The issue before this court today is simply the district court in sentencing Mr. Zofeld used its discretion and therefore violated due process when it determined that Mr. Zofeld would receive psychiatric treatment, particularly prescription medication in prison, when the record contained no evidence to support that finding. At the time of sentencing, Mr. Zofeld had filed a position paper for sentencing listing various positive 3553A factors and requesting a sentence. And let me back up a little bit and give the court a little history. Mr. Zofeld had been arrested and incarcerated at the MCC, a Bureau of Prisons facility here in Chicago, for a little over 10 months before he was released on bond to his daughter's house under electronic bracelet and house arrest. While he was at the MCC, he was evaluated by a Dr. Rubin for competency, and he was diagnosed as suffering from a delusional disorder, stemming in part from surgery he received at a hospital in Blue Island here in Chicago. One of the opinions of Dr. Rubin was that perhaps he'd been on the heart-lung machine for an inordinate or a longer period of time, and that may have exacerbated this condition. He was of the opinion of two things. That one, medicine, prescription medicine, psychotropic medication, might at some point be helpful, and that Mr. Zofeld was in a range where approximately 55% would benefit from that. He also, in the alternative, was of the opinion that the passage of time might help Mr. Zofeld.
Time is short. You need to get to the point.
Sir.
The question in this appeal, as I understand it, is whether Judge Shader increased the duration of your client's imprisonment because of a belief that he would be treated, or whether instead Judge Shader chose a 24-month period of imprisonment because he thought that was justified by deterrence and desert and thought that your client would benefit from treatment while he was there. So we need to know whether Judge Shader increased the duration of your client's sentence, gave him more time than he otherwise would, because of beliefs about treatment.
In part, he did.
How do we establish that?
Certainly. First of all, the 3553A factors are the quintessential balancing act. The government talks about the need for deterrence, and that was a principle. And the judge has to weigh that against the positive things that were present here. The reason we know Judge Shader thought he would get additional medication.
No. Counsel, you need to understand my question.
Sure.
I'm not asking a question about whether Judge Shader thought your client would get treatment. I'm asking whether Judge Shader increased the length of the imprisonment because of such a belief, or whether he would have chosen 24 months based on considerations of deterrence and desert alone. Now, I've read Judge Shader's explanation of the sentence, and it sounds like he's saying the latter. But perhaps I've missed something. That's where I want you to direct your attention.
Certainly. When you talk about the judge's explanation of the sentence, that's the second transcript. And at page 6, starting at about line 17, the very last word in that line, and one thing that the prison system can do in that respect, particularly for someone in Mr. Zofeld's situation where it's been difficult, I know, to get the prescribed medication. In fact, there had been no prescription medication at that point.
Still not addressing my question.
And there's the element of cost, and that system, I think, can provide him with a benefit in that regard. Although he may not view being placed in custody to assist in that process as much of a benefit from the outside and sitting where I do. And for that reason, I have talked about at length.
I'm now losing you. You're mumbling. I can't even hear what you're saying.
Certainly, Your Honor. I think, taking the totality of his comments there, he did increase it. We talked about outpatient or an inpatient outside in the community treatment program. And at that point, he was talking about the duration. In fact, I think he made the argument that I was, in fact, arguing for a longer period of incarceration than the 24 months that he was prepared to give. So I think those comments, when taken in the totality of his comments, indicate that he was, in fact, increasing the length of time to see that he got prescription medication, which at the time of the sentencing, no physician had prescribed. There was a treating physician, Dr. Bongard, at the time of sentencing. In his report, which was tendered to the court, he said that medication might at some point become a valuable tool, but at this point he saw no need for it. So I think it's clear from and let me get you that transcript, Your Honor, because
clear is always a dangerous word. The prosecutor says it's clear that the district judge made nothing of this. This sentence was within the guideline range, as I understand it.
The high end of the guideline
range. And the guideline range is determined solely based on considerations of deterrence and desert.
Well, essentially, yes.
I think you'd have a much better situation if the district judge had said, I'm giving you a sentence higher than the guideline range because I think you need treatment. And under those circumstances, it wouldn't matter even if the person got treatment, right? Only totalitarian regimes put people in prison in order to be treated. We put them in prison in order to be punished.
I believe a significant factor in Judge Shader's analysis was that he would get medication in prison. He repeated that on more than one occasion, and there was nothing in the record.
Right, but
there was no prescription.
We come back to the question whether this led to an increase in the length of the imprisonment. That's what seems to me you need to demonstrate.
I hadn't anticipated district your question.
Judges,
I know there's something here in the
district
transcript.
Judges often hope that prisoners will get treatment, and that's true for mental problems, true for heart disease, it's true for diabetes, you name it. The judge hopes that the person will get good medical care in prison. But unless that led to a longer sentence, I can't see the problem.
Well, Your Honor, what differs this from the comment Your Honor just made, which is that judges often hope and really have no control over what's going to happen, is that in this case, the judge was erroneously, A, under the impression that he needed medication, and B, that he was going to get it in prison. And he did comment that those were factors why he was sending him to prison. I just want to, I do know at some point in the original sentencing transcript, I made the point that I didn't think there was going to be enough time left on the amount of the sentence from actually, because he'd been 10 months at the MCC where he'd undergone competency evaluation. A psychiatrist had come into the facility. They were put on notice that this man had a history of mental health problems and needed help. And he never went through that evaluation process the government refers to. And at that point, Judge Shader responds, well, maybe that's an argument that I should give him more than 24 months, which, of course, as an advocate for Mr. Zofel, was not my position. But it's clear that the judge was utilizing the length of time in prison and adjusting it to make sure that he'd get the medication he thought was necessary. And a 3553A sentencing analysis is, in essence, a balancing act, especially in a case like Mr. Zofeld, where he served in the Army for 10 years, did not have a significant criminal record, had home support with both his daughter and his son, was caring for the daughter. When you weigh all these things, if the district court is relying on an erroneous factor, as I believe Judge Shader was, and using that as one of the reasons for the sentence he imposed, and I notice my light is on, so I'm going to sit down, I think that is a violation of due process.
Thank you, Mr. Flynn. Ms. Trivedi.
May it please the Court, Kruthi Trivedi on behalf of the United States. The District Court properly sentenced the defendant to a within-guidelines range sentence in this case. The District Court properly considered the 3553 factors before it, and it considered topics such as deterrent. It considered topics such as desert. And it looked at those factors when it arrived at the sentence that it did. While doing so, the District Court also determined that the defendant would benefit from treatment, but of course was well aware that it could not guarantee any such treatment. And so the District Court did what it could to make a recommendation that while the defendant was incarcerated, he would in fact, the BOP would know that the court was recommending he could get treatment. But in terms of erroneous assumptions, the court was not assuming that simply because it was sentencing the defendant was guaranteed treatment, nor was it sentencing the defendant to the range that it, the within guidelines range sentence that it did in order for the defendant to receive treatment. So basically, the defendant's claim that the district court decided the sentence based on an erroneous premise is without merit. The government asks that this court affirm the sentence of the defendant, Charles Zofeld.
I just had a quick question. Is he being treated now? Do you know? Is he receiving any mental health treatment?
Your Honor, the defendant is currently on supervised release. He's been released from custody. And yesterday we appeared before Judge Shader. It appeared that there is a treatment plan in place. The defense had submitted an exhibit to Judge Shader that included a treatment plan. I don't know the specifics of that, but I believe that also as a part of the supervised release, the judge had recommended that whatever the probation officer decided would be something to take into account.
Yeah, I was just curious. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
Anything further, Mr. Flynn? Oh, that's guaranteed. You've got maybe 40 seconds left.
Your Honor, in response to your question, the treatment plan provides for no medication, and in fact, he's never been medicated, and requires two counseling sessions a month.
Thank you very much, counsel. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess until next week.